Hey friends, it's Jason S. Bradshaw, and this is another episode of Chats with Jason. Today we're covering off day four, the final day of Funnel Hacking Live 10. And let me be straight with you. If Tony Robbins had been the only speaker I saw all week, the ticket, the travel, the time, it would have all been worth it. And I can't believe I'm saying that. It was actually the first time I've ever seen Tony Robbins in person at an event. And I was expecting it to be very woo-woo, rah, but it was deeply rooted in business and experience, and it wasn't hype. It was real, raw business transformation. So today's episode is dedicated entirely to the man who closed the event and cracked us all wide open, Tony Robbins. So let's dive in. Now, if you don't know who he is, Tony Robbins is the world's number one life and business strategist. And like I mentioned, I was a bit skeptical. The energy in the room before he came in was like electrifying, which doesn't do it justice. The people trying to get into the room, like you could tell the anticipation for what was about to happen. And like I said, I was expecting woo-woo, but what I got was wow. Like, he didn't just light up the room, he lit it on fire. Every single entrepreneur, coach, creator sitting in that arena, it was magical. And I know it sounds almost impossible. And you might be like me, you might have all these preconceived ideas around who he is and what his message is. But let me reiterate. His message was on point. It was business focused, from the boardroom of a Fortune 500 company to the person starting their very first day in their solopreneur journey. Truly, every word mattered. His core message was that change can happen in a moment, but it takes repetition and a decision to sustain it. He broke down the triad of human behavior for us. He said it's really three things: the state, how you feel, the story, what you believe, and the strategy, what you do. And he said something that I'll never forget. You don't lack resources. You lack resourcefulness. Every business challenge I've ever faced wasn't due to a missing tool. It was usually a missing state. And Tony showed us that emotion is the ultimate force multiplier. And if we want to change anything, our revenue, our relationship, our results, we start by changing our philosophy and focus. And one of the things that made his presentation, which was like 4 hours long, and he could have gone for another 4 hours. I don't think anyone would have minded. But he weaved into the experience practical ways for us to embody the message he was telling us. One of the key messages was that before you change your funnel or change your webinar, change your state. Before you rewrite your sales page, rewrite your story. Because all lasting success is 80% psychology, 20% mechanics. He shared with us that success leaves clues, and the pattern of all high performers is this. They obsess over outcome, not effort. Clarity equals power. Ambiguity is the enemy. They don't fear failure. They use it. Failures are feedback. They're the universe guiding your recalibration. They stack habits and rituals. Success isn't sexy. It's stacking small wins daily. Successful people leverage pain into power. Your worst day can be your defining story if you decide to use it. They create from a peak state, not a desperate place. Decision made in survival mode often creates struggle. We're not just marketers, essentially. He's saying we're state architects. And if you don't design your day to win emotionally, don't be surprised when your strategy dies halfway through implementation. This wasn't business wisdom behind Tony's energy. Your nervous system is your greatest asset. Manage that and you manage your empire. He then moves us on to the four forces of fulfillment and impact. Tony's transitioned into a soul-piercing section where he outlined four levels of life. Living in suffering, everything is happening to you. Living in survival, you hustle, but you still feel empty. Living in success, you've achieved, but something's missing. And living in fulfillment, you give, you grow, and you feel alive. The success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure, according to Tony. Are you living in suffering? Are you saying everything's happening to you? Are you living in survival, you know, hustle, but still feel empty? Are you living in success? You've achieved something, but still there's stuff missing. Or are you living in fulfillment? You give, you grow, and you feel alive. I think if we're honest with ourselves, we've probably lived in at least a few of those at some point in our life. His challenge to us was, how do we move towards living in fulfillment? And it comes back to those five success clues that he had already shared with us. He taught us that fulfillment, though, comes not from what we get, but from what we give, grow, and experience in contribution. In a room full of entrepreneurs chasing seven and eight figures, he gave us this grounding truth. You can't scale your business beyond the identity you're avoiding. Your next level isn't about the tactics. It's about telling yourself the truth and upgrading your identity to match your destiny. One of the most practical takeaways was Tony's morning priming ritual. No fluff, no journals, just pure nervous system recalibration, if you like. It goes a little bit like this. 3 minutes of gratitude, 3 minutes of visualizing abundance flowing into your life, and 3 minutes of envisaging, giving it all away to those who need it. Gratitude is the antidote to fear, he said. And he reminded us that business problems are rarely business problems. They're state problems, energy problems, or focus problems. He said, start your day as the person who already has the outcome. Then take the action in alignment with that truth. That's a quick 10-minute recap of 4 hours of high energy, high impact, deep thought, and lots to take away. I've been privileged to be in rooms with world-class speakers, share stages with world-class speakers. You and I have all heard life-changing frameworks, but day 4 at Funnel Hacking Live with Tony Robbins, it wasn't a keynote. It was a conversion event, the kind where your mindset upgrades, your heart reopens, and your excuses die. And if I was to say that day 1 of Funnel Hacking Live sparked the revolution, day 2 gave us the tools, and day 3 gave us the identity, then I'd have to say that day 4 gave us command. Let us pause just there and hear a little bit about Funnel Hacking Live from one of the other attendees at the event. So joining us now is Winter Jones. Winter, just like me, was also at the very last Funnel Hacking Live 10 in Las Vegas. Winter, great to have you with us sharing your insights from the event. Now, other than Russell Brunson, who was your favorite speaker over the five-day event?
They were all amazing. One that really stood out for me was Dr. Sonia, and the way she came on the stage with such presence and how you find that resonation with different stories. And I actually resonated most with her story, which is, I was blown away by that myself. And if you weren't there at the Funnel Hacking Live, she did a thing where she had all the past people in her life and all the things that she went through, and she charged them all and illustrated that you can't bring these people with you, that version, into the future, right? So she slowly went through them all and let them all go in nice little ways. And then by the end of her talk, she's like, now I'm in charge and I'm going into the future. So that was truly an amazing talk. And just to end it off, never in my life has anyone from on stage been like, here's a book. I only have one. I wanted to push people over to get that book, but I was at the back. So I was like, and then I saw other people run. I'm like, okay, I can't. Like, I'm not going to make it in time.
Yeah, I was at the back too. There's definitely no way I was gonna leap great depths to get it.
Like, you better give it to me now.
Yeah, and you could almost say it was a dramatic demonstration of how you have to leave your past behind. You learn from it, of course, but if you're trying to carry around all that baggage all the time, you're just never going to be able to go forward with confidence. Mm-hmm. Dr. Sonia Stribling, definitely one of my highlights as well. Now, I have to ask, Funnel Hacking Live's major sponsor is ClickFunnels, and Russell Brunson is the co-founder of ClickFunnels. So what did Russell share with you during the event that really got you motivated to take some action?
Oh my God, laughter. Russell is just a kind, genuine human being through and through. And I am in a unique position because I'm twin brothers with Dylan Jones, the original co-founder of ClickFunnels. So sometimes Russell will be on stage and he would be talking about my brother and I'd be recording it and sending it to my brother right away. But really, besides that aspect of it, what really was like the magic trick and what really blew everyone's mind is when Russell went up there and took a random audience member, crafted their audience, pulled it all out of them, and then did the pitch. I could see people around me being like, oh, is he going to do this? Oh, is he going to do that? And then once he like did it and nailed it, it was just like, yeah, this is like watching a magician. Like, this is truly incredible.
Yeah, it was an interesting journey. I loved as it happens, and as you were there, the audience member he picked out worked with dogs or puppies, and that created a bit of humor as well when he didn't want to have a puppy in his family.
Yeah, and then by the end of it, like, people were saying, it's like, maybe this was all planned by his children to get him to get a puppy.
Yeah, but it was a phenomenal example of how when you double down, when you truly focus on your craft, that you can use that craft and apply it very rapidly to deliver a result. And I think if he was given another half an hour, he probably would have had us all signing up for the program, right?
Yeah, I asked some people because it was surprising how many people are in the autism ADHD industry right now, because that's a growing thing. And I asked them, like, man, I wonder how much he sold of that course. And then they're like, oh man, I went straight to her after that and I'm like talking in business with her right now. I was like, yeah, because he did so well that we're like, I'll buy.
Yeah, he definitely had people saying that. So, Winda, great that you shared those two highlights with us and with the audience. What is it that you do, and how can people follow your work or connect with you if they're interested in it?
Okay, I'm actually working with Prime Mover, so I work with Russell Brunson. So the best thing, you can go to barnumpt.com. It's an application that I partner with Russell on to improve your ClickFunnels experience. And then beyond that, like, my recommendation was just go to Selling Online, join Prime Mover, get involved in all of that, and that's really where I want everybody to be.
Fantastic. I have the Barnum PT plugin. Actually got it just a few days ago, so I'm still playing with it, but it's amazing what we can do these days. Winter, great. Thank you so much for sharing your ideas with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, joining us now is Christopher Krause. He is another attendee at Funnel Hacking Live 2025. And in fact, Christopher and I have been chatting online for a number of years. But the first time we actually met face-to-face was at Funnel Hacking Live 2025. Now, Christopher, I've got a feeling this wasn't your first Funnel Hacking Live.
That is true. It was technically my third, but it was my second in person because of that whole international weird thing, the virtual one.
Yeah, yeah. The one that a lot of people were saying was their first, but it wasn't quite the same. Third one, what made you keep coming back?
I truly think that it's the power of human interaction and human connection. The messengers are great. The speakers are great. I love watching Russell. He's a master at selling, and that's always awesome to watch. But for me, it's about being among people that are my people. They're the people that get me. They understand me and this crazy online business journey that I'm on. So that's the primary reason that I keep going.
Yeah, hanging out with your people is definitely a great advantage. And when we say hanging out, there was over 5,000 people at the event. You could definitely find your people in that 5,000. I know that I did. So not thinking of Russell Brunson, because it's an easy one to go to, which of the other speakers, and it can be one or it can be two, which of the other speakers really resonated with you? And what was the key message? And what are you doing now that you've heard it?
I want to say, I have to put McCall Jones out there, because McCall and her charisma hacking is just so good. But one of the things that she talked about that really resonated with me was be the so-and-so for so-and-so, right? And she used the example of Russell. Be the McCall Jones for Russell. Be the person for the person. And I think that's a very important thing to understand, because if you can align yourself with other people's audiences, you can be their fulfillment system on that part of their audience. So that was a very powerful message to me. Absolutely love that one. And I also have to say Tony Robbins, which was an interesting experience for me because I've listened to the tapes. I've seen a lot of videos, but I've never been in person with Tony Robbins. I have lower back problems, so I'm not the one to jump around and do all the crazy up and down stuff. But some of his close your eyes and his process of walking you through his process was pretty awesome. And some of the examples of learning how to approach people, how to talk to people, the excitement and then gauging what's physically happening with your face, your body, your shoulders, all of that. That was really powerful. And I think it's something that I might have already known or maybe heard somewhere, but it was good to bring that back to my attention.
Yeah. McCall Jones, you know, what I loved about her message that you shared with us is, unlike a lot of people out there who talk about how to professionally present or professionally speak, she was very much about getting into your own zone of power, playing to your strengths. And in an audience of 5,000, there'll be some that Russell just naturally attracts. And McCall Jones could deliver the exact same message, but in her charisma style and speak to a completely different audience, even though it's the same 5,000 people in the room. I was walked away from that session going, gosh, there's some corporate boardrooms that she could really make some difference in. But a lot of the reality of the world is that someone like McCall Jones is probably not getting invited to the corporate boardroom because of this thought that she's just for online marketers, which in actual fact, I think quite a lot of speakers would benefit from her. And then to Tony Robbins, it's the first time I've seen him live. I haven't followed a lot of his work, probably more skeptic than fan, but I will say that I found his presentation, which was very business focused, to be phenomenal. And some great messages in there. And just like you, some of the things, it wasn't necessarily that it was always new content or new information, but the way that he embodied it and really made you live it, I found quite good. Thanks for sharing those insights. I'm wondering, Christopher Krauss, what are you working on at the moment?
So I'm very excited. I've been working nonstop for a long time, but I am starting my company, Doc Your Journey. And the reason why I'm so excited about this is because I was starting that company a year and a half ago. And I actually pitched, I actually launched, I sold some people into it. And then I quickly realized that as a photographer of over 25 years, I started them way over here and they needed to start way over here. So I've spent the last year and a half working with a very small group of students. And we now, I have developed with them and tackled all the problems of starting your show, like getting on YouTube, getting on social media. And I've also honed in a way to document your journey and recognize the moments in your daily life that are shareable with your audience. And I have to share this because this is like the coolest little phrase that I've built a framework around. And I have a framework called the do tell framework. And so it's really cool because it takes people through that aha moment or that awe moment. And then I teach people to do and then tell. And so that framework is super simple. It's just a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-step framework. I have to count sometimes, but it teaches people how to recognize the power of their journey and then share that with the world in a way that helps other people be inspired, entertained, educated without the craziness of having to have lights and having to have high-end cameras. I teach people with the smartphone and walk them through the process that way. We all know power comes through building an audience. And I feel that in 2025, everyone is sick of influencers and being a creator in that way. And I think Doc Your Journey is the way to create and capture authentic content and put it out there for us.
Well, I hope I get to have you as a guest on the show, Chats with Jason, to talk more about Doc Your Journey. How can people follow Doc Your Journey and get ready for its public launch?
Yeah, so docyourjourney.com is the easiest way to see what's going on. But I have not started it yet because I'm actually starting it with the group that I'm taking through the process. Doc Your Journey Official on Instagram is going to be the Instagram account. And the reason why I didn't start it yet and post stuff to it is because I want people to see what it looks like from going from zero to following the process and building that audience up.
Makes perfect sense. And what a great way to help inspire and educate others that doing it with them, literally with them, and them seeing the success that your framework is having. We'll, of course, share the links down below and somewhere on the screen. Really appreciate your time. And hopefully we can have you back as a guest for a full episode focused just on Doc Your Journey.
I would love
that. Thanks so much, Christopher. So I'll leave you with the words that echoed throughout the event. You were born to lead, but you must lead yourself first. That's what I'm taking into this next season, and that's why I invite you to step into as well. Transform the experience. Transform your business. And until next time, stay bold, stay true, and stay legendary.